Feeling a little teary from that one. Whew, that's a sad. they sing so like mellowly. Is I don't even know if that's the right word. Like they're just like so like mellow. Like I don't even like whoa. Like I love Wave Surf. I think they're really really good. Everyone loves Wave Surf right now. Like I'm not different or anything. But can you even hear me? Can you guys hear me good? Hold on, I'm putting this down. I'm kind of short. Give me a second. There we go. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, sorry guys. So yeah, that was Homesick. In any other like situation, I feel like if I heard that song, I'd probably start crying. But I'm low-key just like goated today and locked in and did not start crying. But hey. I'm trying to think of having another song. I don't know, a lot of the Wave to Earth songs kind of have like a similar vibe, I guess, if that makes sense. So, like, they're all kind of just, like, sad. No, like, I don't know if but, like, a lot of them have, like, they're different. One group that I think makes songs that all sound, like, really, really similar. Not that they're bad or anything. Secrets After Sex. They make a lot of songs that sound really, really similar. They're very good. They're good songs, but they're very, very similar sounding. Wave to Earth does a similar thing, but, like, they're kind of different sounding. I don't know. That's just my thoughts on that. The next song is actually a song that was included on the CD that I made for my roommate. If we all remember, if we're all listening to the lore I'm dropping right now, remember the 20 songs 20. This is going to be Grant Perez. This one's for you, Maddie W. Only About Love. Demo. I've only listened to the demo of this song. Is there a real one? I have no idea. My friend Maddie, really big fan of Grant Perez. Me, I've listened to like two songs, so I'm not as I'm not as informed in the Grant Perez verse. But yeah, so this is Only About Love. I like this song a lot. Oh my god, so, like literally like mark down every single time I say that. Oh my gosh. But before we play this, let's do our hour check-in. We're an hour in. Oh, yeah, we're an hour in. So before we play this, I just actually have some messages for you all that are really important. So yeah, but what do you call it? Yeah, I really do like this song. And I probably should get into Grant Perez more. Maybe I'm just like flopping. I'm sorry. I need to get into more people, more things. You know, feel like, you know, but yeah, don't blow it. So I got some important messages for you guys that I have to play because we're an hour in. But how's everyone doing? I hope you guys are having a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun. I really missed being on air. If you want to like call me, I can't promise you I won't be scared if you try to call me. I can't promise you I won't jump a bit if the phone starts ringing, but our Wony phone number is 607-436-2711. That's 607-436-2711. If you want to call. But yeah, so here are some like important messages that must be played. I just realized that I played something wrong earlier. It's fine. Oh, okay. There's nothing in there. That's fine. Guys, technology is failing me right now. This is like, oh, I'm getting like throwbacks to like, what was it, Radiothon, when everything just like went wrong. It's just like not opening. Please open. Oh my god, please. Oh my gosh, I'm freaking out, guys. This is not funny right now. Anyways, we'll just have to do without that. That's fine. So take these important messages and I'll be back in like genuinely like a minute. Let's go.
Jesse, you must listen to WOAY 90.9 FM on the end. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
That was like low-key catchy. So yeah, those are our important messages for the hour. I don't have, I'm trying to think if I have any like direct news to say. I don't think so, but yeah. So yeah, our next song is going to be Only About Love Demo. I really do like this song, so I'm super excited for you guys to hear it. And I think we should just freaking do it. So let's freaking do it.
Take my hand and come with me into another place. An outer space. Doors through the passage.
Okay, guys, I could not turn anything on for like 2 seconds. Okay, I'm so back. Guys, my tote bag is making so much noise. I'm trying to move it off my lap. Please. Okay. This is the I carry. Actually, I carry so many things in my bag. It is genuinely like it's crazy. Like, you can hear me probably like jingling like on the way from anywhere. Like, my carabiner isn't actually that loud, because like I have like a big plus. If you've never seen me before, I have like bright pink hair. And I have this giant bunny thing on my carabiner, and I have a bright yellow book bag, and I have a million keychains on it. I am actually the most like big red sign person ever in the world. Like, it's like I take pride in it. Okay. Anyways, I jingle so much. I have I carry like a lot of medicine on me all the time. There's always something hurt on me. It's crazy. Anyway, that was only about Love Demo, and I did just get confirmation that my lovely roommate was not hearing that one was for her. So Maddie, that one's for you. So that was on the Battle of Demo. I need to lock into Grant more. Will that be a promise? TBD. I never stick to my promises. I'm kidding. I always stick to my promises. I never stick to when I say I'm gonna do this and I never do it. Okay, guys, I always stick to my promises. I keep the same amount of importance on a pinky promise that I think like a 7-year-old does. Like, I'm so serious. Anyways, yeah, I really like this song. Guys, there's just a bunch of songs that are making me like kind of sad right now. Like, I don't know, like we gotta like pump up the jam a bit. Don't worry, it's gonna get from what I have, it'll be like the whole point of Miss Alani's music is that you never know what's coming next, and I never know what's coming next, actually. So just keep being excited, I guess. So the next song is actually The Mice Inside This Room. I love my Puerto Rican sister. No, just sister. There's a bunch of men in the band. The Marías. Guys, if you know anything about me, you know that I love the Marías down. Like, that's family right there. Like, that's family. Anyways, this is Mice Inside His Room. This is from their Cinema album. It's actually the first album I ever heard by them, which I think is pretty fire. Like, me and the Marías go way back. Like, fun fact, I've talked about this on the show before, but like I'm still a big fan, but like I was a big fan, and I would like swipe up on their story, and like they would respond. Like, that's like we go way back. Like, that's twin right there. So The Mice Inside This Room is really, really good. I love the Cinema album a bunch. If you're ever like, I really need to get some Marías, like, listen to Cinema album. It's a really, really good album. I know what song is really popular right now. What is it called? No One Noticed is super popular right now. Listen to Submarine album too. It's really good. They released like two extra singles, and one was Back to Me, I think. I'm trying to remember if that was, I suppose, I get a mix of a Comeback to Me by RM, which they're two different songs, obviously. But that one was really good, and there's another one that's really, really good. But yeah, I think the Marías as a whole is really, really good. If you're like, you just need to listen to them. And also, like, Maria, the main singer of the band, is actually working on a solo project right now called Not For Radio, which I am tuned in to. Trust. So when that is actually released, trust, you will be hearing it on Miscellaneous Music. But yeah, so this song is called Mice Inside This Room, and I hope you guys like it. And let's freaking do it. Okay, but like, were you guys hearing that? Were you hearing that? Like, were you locked into that? Like, I love the Marias, guys. Oh my god, this song was so good. I also don't think, like, a lot of their songs just, like, they give you, like, the vibe that's, like, I need to sit here and I need to, like, think and I need to ponder in ways I've never pondered before. Like, I feel like everything they make is just, like, so, like, introspective. Not, like, it makes you feel so introspective. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just, like, whoa. I adore them. I fully adore them. Like, they're so good. Oh, yawn cam. Oh, my goodness. We have about, like, 40 minutes. Oh, my God. We only have 40 minutes left. What the heck? Guys, surprise. I got through, like, only, like, half of the songs I want to play just now. Let's start locking in on that. This is supposed to be a music show, not a talk show, and I'm kind of a yapper, so let's see about that. But yeah, that was the message inside this room. Again, if you're like, I need to do some self-reflection, I need to be introspective right now, the Marias. And I'm so, the Marias, I'm so serious. Anyways, the next song is Stunner by 10. Guys, I love 10. I think 10 is an NCT. This is his solo album. It's called Stunner. This is the title track, Stunner. No, didn't they have... 10 had like this weird song called Bamboo something. Not like, I was like, oh, it's a weird title, but like, I just don't remember what it's called. But this is Stunner. The first time I heard this song, I said, I heard it, and I was like, I need to save this for miscellaneous music, because I think everyone's listening to this song. I think it's fun. I think it's fresh. I think it's like, it's a nice, like, fun beat. We're changing the mood a bit here. I think we played sad music for a bit too long, so I'm saving you guys. But yeah, I really like Stunner. I think 10 is great. I just like 10 as a person. So lock into this, and I'll see you in like 3 minutes.
It's only you, baby. You are Stunner. 시작부터 난 정해진 듯이 너를 본 그 순간 멈춰진 걸음 시선을 back inside 마지막까지 억지로 외면해도 더욱더 진해질뿐 I know you feel 나처럼 기대하고 it's just so real love I'm talking about some real love Holding to tug of war. Will you man on junk and such a song of our chocolate? Tick tock, you come to your talk, tick off your talk. You're sung into your nominator, the pinan. You are getting cut bigger, bigger. Don't be cutting, go to the one day. What is your motto? What's the energy? Get on. I see my future in your eyes. My little angel in the sky. Walk like Big Bang, no more strip game. 나를 다 파고나, no way. 예급 없이 다른 모습에도 반해. 놀래 켜봐, don't need no brakes, it's okay.
Starlit to me,
now the flames hit the moon.
I'm running, falling, 언제나 바른 꿈. 온몸을 던져, I got nothing to lose.
There ain't nobody but you, baby.
달 듯이 날 스치는 낮이라매. 멈추고만 싶어지는 시간 맞춰.
Oh, 혼자, 홀린 듯 다가와.
맨은 잠깐 쓰신 순간 부족하 틱톡 조금 뒤에 터질 걸 펴져 일상에 뛰어넘은 매력 앞에 난 You are getting cut bigger, bigger Don't be cutting 어지러운데 버티지 못하고서 쓰러지게 보완해 I see my future in your eyes My little angel in the skies
본능적인 끌림 느낌 Let's go, let's just hop on it 아무 이유 없이 loving the way you Sorry.
Jesus. Did you? Holy peak. Like, did you hear that? Holy peak. This show is literally just like whenever like the mic goes off, it's like it feels like a personal concert. I just like, I really like that song. Like, it's just like, that's just like, that's just K-pop realness to me right there. Like, that's just, it's good, it's fun, it's catchy. I don't know if it has choreo, but trust. I trust. I will be looking. Okay, crew brain. But yeah, I hope you guys like that, because I would like it. If you didn't like it, you're not allowed to tell me, so I don't even care. So yeah. I'm sorry. So yeah. This next song, I'm being attacked and screamed at by my roommate to play. So it's gonna be Midnight Sun by Zara Larsson. So this one's for you, Ryan. I listened to this 2 days ago, I think. Ryan played it for me in room, and he was like, play this on your show, and I said, okay. So it's being played. It's good. I like it. I think it's fun. I think it's fresh. I also think it's like kind of like the direction a lot of like pop music is going in right now. You'll know it when you hear it. And yeah, I think it's good. I like it. I don't have my glows and grows, like that's it. Like it's not never been done before, but it's good. So Midnight Sun, Zara Larsson. Let's go.
Turn it up a little louder, road's empty, so you drive a little faster. It's taking nothing since time, but I'm feeling so high. Show my tan line, slow rise, rooftop now. It's golden hour all the time. It's a midnight sun kiss, get under the red sky, laying on your chest like this. Hold me like the pebbles in your hand, initials in the sand, yeah. Summer isn't over yet. Skinny dipping with your heart out is my favorite part. Now we ain't gotta tell no one. A never-ending midnight sun.
Sun at the function. I like that song. I think it's fun. I was grooving. What do you call it? Did this just come out? Let's do some research. Yes. Yes, it did. Okay, yeah, that was good. No notes. No, like, wow, I was super, like, it was just like, it was a good pop song. I liked it. Moving on. This is Superscar. Next is Superscar by Adela. So me and my roommates just recently, guys, try not to suck my roommates challenge for 2 seconds. Me and my roommates just had like, let's watch 1 million music videos night, right? And we were watching Adela's stuff. And a lot of her songs are not radio friendly, but I found one that is radio friendly. But I have one that is radio friendly that I do like. I'm not going to say I'm an Adela Glazer, but I do like her songs. For those of you who don't know who she is, Cat's Eye, just think Cat's Eye, right? If you don't know Cat's Eye, I don't know what to tell you. But Cat's Eye debuted because of this Pop Star Academy, Dream Academy thing, right? She was on that. I don't know if she left. I've never watched it. I'm sorry. But she was on that. So that's how people know that. That's how people know her. And she's started a solo career, which is doing quite well, I think. I see people talk about her, but it is just like a lot of like, oh, I know her from the show, so I'm gonna listen to her. I don't know, like, if she's bringing in new audiences. I hope she is. But yeah, so this is Superscar by Adela. I like her music. I liked her most recent release. I think it's weird. I think it's a mashup of a lot of things. I think it's kind of campy. And I think it's kind of overwhelming, but I kind of really like it. So yeah, that's my defense for Adela. I quite do like what she's doing. I like that it feels artistic. I like that it feels authentic. Because there are some people who are doing something similar to her that don't feel authentic. But yeah, so let's, I don't know what she's, never mind. Anyways, yeah, this is Superscar by Adela. Let's go, guys. guys, I really, that was lit crazy movie, low key. The music video for this is, I'm trying to remember if it's, I might be getting her songs confused, but the music video for this is good. She does like really good choreo in it, I think, like towards the end, like that last, like that part. I think it's catchy. I think it's nice. Like, I just like, I like what she's doing right now. I'm like, I'm not gonna be like, she's my favorite artist in the world, but I'm like, I'm liking what I'm seeing right now. But yeah. She's kind of interesting. I don't know. I like her music though. But anyways, so the next song is gonna be some Pink Pantherist, my queen. Oh, I love her down. So this is from, I think this is new. Yeah, this feels new. It's pretty new. This is from her Fancy That album or EP or whatever it was. It's gonna be Stars. I like this song a lot. It's just fun. I like everything she releases. Like, she's just so, like, she's my, like, 2-minute song queen. She releases great stuff. Like, Yacht Camp. Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with her. So yeah, this is gonna be Stars by Pink Pantherist. Wait, before we switch over, yeah, I think that Adela has like a good chance, like, I think, to get a lot bigger. But her music is good. Her marketing, you know, so it could be better. But yeah, I think her music is really good. I hope she goes far. I think she's a good artist. I think that she shines better solo, and I think the Cat's Eye Girls are perfect the way they are. And yeah, so this is gonna be Stars of Pink Panthers. Let's just do it, guys. Let's do it. Stars, what's it gonna do with Stars in Your Eyes? I like that song, not surprising. I played it because I like it, duh. I actually fun fact, I haven't listened to this whole album or EP that Pink Panther's released. Not surprising also. I have something fancy that soon, but I am a chronic, like, Yacht Camp. Okay, I'm like a chronic Instagram poster, so I'm always on Instagram, I'm always posting something. And what was one of the things I posted? A story of myself. And this song came up and I was like, wait, this eats. And hence, now I know the song. That's how I got there. And our next song is actually another song with Pink Pantherist, but not by Pink Pantherist. It's Soap by, I always say her name wrong, Eve. I think it's Eve. Her name is spelled Yves. You know how I pronounce that? Yves. But it's not Yves. It's Eve. Or Eves. Eve. I'm pretty sure. Eve. Yves. It's Eve, I think. If you know that one song that's like, what is this song like? That people are like playing on like TikTok right now. That's Dim by her. She's a former Luna member. Luna was a K-pop group. 12 members, she was in it. They had evil company issues and they ended up splitting up, and so now two members went solo, Chu and Eve, and half members were in Artemis, there was is Lucembo still active? Don't quote me. Lucembo is not still active. I'll talk to you later. Oh well, poor girls. Anyways, yeah, they went through a lot of like legal terrible things, but yeah, Eve is doing quite good in her solo career, and I love her, and they're all very they're still all very close. So yeah, a lot of her songs have gotten really popular. Think this girl is like meant to be a star. Whatever she's cooking up, like, I'm obsessed with her. I love her. So yeah, this is Soap with Pink Panthers. So I hope you guys like it, and if you do like this, listen to more Eve, because she's my goal. She's literally my goal. Like I told you, like, I was a Luna girl. Like I ate up the Luna. I did not know like all the like lore and stuff, but like I ate up some Luna. So This one's for Luna, this one's for Eve. Let's go. This girl is a musical genius. I don't care. Maybe I'm Eve Glazer. She's so good. And that sampled Sugar Water Cyanide, or I don't even know if that's the actual song name. Guys, I'm not that musically. Like, I'm like, I talk like I actually know things. I don't actually know that much. But which was by Rebecca Black last Friday. No. What? TGIF. No. Yeah, last Friday. No. Katy Perry. What did Rebecca Black sing? You know what? That's not that important. Everything I just said, ignore it. But the Rebecca Black is sampled here, which I think is really, really cool. And I think it was a newer song by her, which is also cool. Because, like, whoa, like, you're sampling a song that, like, just came out. Whoa, like, oh, she's so good. I'm obsessed with Eve. Anyways, our next song is some Lady Gaga. I have been obsessed with this song recently, and I actually, okay, fun fact, I recently got into Drag Race last year, and oh my god, we're running out of time, and I'm like talking, it's okay, but whatever we don't get to, we'll figure it out next week. But will I be here? No, I'll be here. Sorry, was just thinking, was just pondering on that one. Anyways, so yeah, so this song, actually, I watched season 17 of Drag Race. My favorite drag queen, Lydia B. Collins. I'm obsessed with her. She's everything to me, right? So she does performance. She plays this song a lot. I love this song. I've been thinking about it all summer. This is Summer Boy by Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga just performed it recently, I think, when like she was like performing stuff, which like, yes, comeback. I love Summer Boy. But yeah. That's all I have to say about it. I just really like the song. So yeah, this is Summer Boy. I'm sure you've heard it. If you haven't, lock in, because it's goated. So yeah, and I hope you enjoy. Let's go.
1, 2, 3. Mine. guys.
Summer boy. Wait, I should sing. No, I'm kidding. Fun fact, I used to be in chorus when I was a kid. I feel like I've talked about that before, too. I used to sing when I was younger. I don't sing anymore. What I do is dance. So that was Summer Boy. I've been obsessed with that song all summer. Like, We'll Survive the Summer After All. Like, it's just really good. I love Lady Gaga. I'm obsessed with Lady Gaga. I don't talk about how much I like her, but I... Whoa, yawn cam. Oh, my gosh. I have, like... Oh, my God. I need to get a counter for how many times I've yawned this show. This is crazy. But, yeah. So, that was Lady Gaga, Summer Boy. Next song is my, I'd have to say one of my favorite songs of all time. Which, surprise, surprise, is once again Tomorrow by Together. I think it's physically impossible to not put at least two TXT songs on, like, anytime I play, do miscellaneous music. Because I just like all of their songs so much. And I think that everyone should listen to them. But, yeah, so actually yesterday was Club Expo. There's lore here. Not crazy lore, but some fun lore. Yesterday was Club Expo, as we know. And I was tabling for OK Crew because I'm on eBoard. I'm going to plug my club real quick. OK Crew, we are like a beginner-friendly dance team. We dance K-pop music. So if you're listening to one and you're like, wow, I like this music that is playing on miscellaneous music that's K-pop, come to OK Crew because we're cool and stuff. Anyways, I was tabling. We have workshops every Friday at 4, so show up. Or follow us on Instagram. That'd be cool, too. Anyway, so yeah, I'm tabling for OK Crew, and this group of guys comes up, and they're like, oh my gosh, like this guy wants to join, but, like, he's really nervous. We're like, oh my god, like, don't be nervous, whatever, that. We're like, oh my god. And we're, like, talking to them, and, like, they're super sweet. And I was like, oh yeah, I like TXT. And I'm like, oh my god, like, what song? He's like, Fairy Shampoo. This Fairy of Shampoo, like, brings people together. Like, it really is, like, that life-changing, like, to where, like, even if you're, like, you're not even a K-pop fan, like, you can hear the song and be like, wow, like, this is beautiful, this is mystical, this is dreamy, this is something I've never done before, never heard before. Like, it's just true, like, peak at levels that have never been experimented with before, honestly. I'm the number one TXT glazer, like, trust. But anyways, so yeah, which I also think like it's like that was so yeah, Club Expo was really fun. I don't think that guy is listening to this show right now, but just know I'm thinking of you King. I was doing a TXT re-listen a while back and the song came up and I was like, I forgot how good the song is. Like, it's actually like one of the best songs to ever be created ever to me. And so I'm listening to it and I didn't know, and I actually found this out from my friend, that this song wasn't originally theirs. What? I did not know that. And so when I found that out, I was like, there's no way. Like, this sounds like this is originally their song, but it's not. I think it's a cover of another song. Guys, I don't know what just happened. That was weird. But yeah, so this song is really, really good, and I'm kind of, like, super obsessed with it. And I think that, like, if you're like, I need, like, a TXT song to, like, get into, Fairy of Shampoo, and I'm so serious, like, but yeah, so this isn't their own song, like, it is their own song, but, like, they didn't create it, it's a cover, but I think they made it their own, I think it's beautiful, and yeah, so this is Fairy of Shampoo, and it may or may not be our last song, we'll see, and yeah, so I hope you enjoy, and you better turn your volume up. Get up close and personal. Get ready to, like, ascend to the heavens. Like, this is... I'm obsessed with this song. Let's do it. Oh, let's not do it, apparently, because it decided to not work. Let's do it this time.
어느샌가부터 나의 마음속에 자리하고 있는 거야 너 마치
이른 아침 안개처럼 내게로 다가와 허울거리는 긴 머리 부드러운 미소로 속삭이네
I am so serious when I say this. That is easily one of, like, my favorite songs of all time. Like, easily one of the best songs I think ever created ever. I, like, I can't even, like, geek over Fairy of Shampoo when it comes on because I just have to, like, sit there and, like, let it hit me up. Yawn, pimp. Oh, my gosh. I have yawned so many times during this show. I'm so sorry, guys. But, yeah, like, I can't even just be like, oh, my God, yeah, like, Fairy of Shampoo. Like, I have to sit there and, like, really let everything hit me. I don't even know what they're saying. It's in different language, guys. I like they're speaking Korean. I don't speak Korean, but like it's just that good. Like I, like oh my oh, TXT, the artist that you are. I love this song. I also like I don't know like I just like sometimes like you know like that song is just so good. Like it be getting me emotional. Like I'm just like man, music is art for real, guys. I love music. I love how like I'm just like a geek about it, guys. But yeah. I'm honestly trying to figure out if we have time for one more song. I low-key just, like, might push it just so I can play this last song. And then whatever happens next week happens next week. But that's all I will say on Fairy Shampoo because I want to play this next song. This song is Star Crossing Night by The 8 and Gali. And The 8 is a member of Seventeen. And he has been putting out some fire solo stuff recently. Actually, like, funny crossover just happened. Like, he met FKA Twigs. So, like, I hope they have, like, a collab or something. I feel like it's really... I love when, like, K-pop artists, like, meet, like, crossover with, like, regular artists. Like, from, like, Western artists. Not regular artists. Like, Western artists. Like, I remember June for 17 met, like, Rihanna at an event. And, like, that was just, like... I would have never imagined him to, like, be sitting next to her. But that was so funny. Anyways. But, yeah. So the song is really good. It has Mandarin in it because Minghao, which is his real name, is Chinese. And he's in a K-pop group. And he's my goat. And I think everyone should listen to more Minghao music. So this is going to be our last song. So this is my goodbye. I won't say goodbye after it's over. So thank you so, so much for coming to the first episode of Miscellaneous Music Season 2. Now from on Saturdays from 2 to 4 p.m. every Saturday, unless I can't be here. I had a great time. I miss being on air so much. I hope you guys love it. I hope you guys come back next week. I hope you tell all of your friends. I'll always be here at 2. I hope you'll be here at 2. Please enjoy Star Crossing Night. And I will see you next Saturday. Let's go.
I saw you in the sky. Show me.